My mom is the good part of how I speak to living things. She had a lot of hardship in her life, and maybe that's what makes it more special, was that no matter what, she could have stayed in a lot of painful places in her life, and instead, she chose to channel love and light through to all the living things around her. She's fierce, but also has a very tender heart, like an open rose. And when I used to get home from school, and she would turn around and see me there, and she would put her arms around me and make a fuss. In a harsh world, those words and that tone made a point. It made a point. She wasn't criticizing. She wasn't saying, "What did you get wrong today?" She was always looking at the things I got right and not picking at the things I got wrong. She always talked to her plants with love, and I swear it's like they bloomed just for her. When she walks through the woods, it honestly, you get the sense that she's so connected that the trees bow down to her. That's how much radiates from this person who has gone through so much loss, so much pain, so much grief. Somehow she has managed to keep an open heart. And that's what comes through in my voice when I talk to other living things. So the other day I was singing to my dog. You know that song? "You are so beautiful." Yeah, she's into it. She's looking at me right now. Okay, so I was singing to her, and I got to that part where he cries at the end, "To me," right? And Tallulah goes, "Oh." Yeah, she felt it too. Oh my God, did you hear? She just made that noise. She felt it too. That's the power of talking to a living thing with love. That's how my mom has stolen my heart and saved my life over and over again.